Well, not much different than my postgame in regards to feelings on it. I thought we didn't play well enough in a lot of areas, and really didn't give ourselves a chance from the beginning. But I thought the momentum, I think I mentioned it yesterday, the momentum seriously changed after that kickoff return with the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and then the fumble, sack fumble, all within minutes of each other changed the momentum that we just never could, you know, overcome. But there was a lot of too many's in that game that were negatives against us that did not help us at all in that game, which is disappointing.
Do you think your guys are built better than?
No, we've had that, you know, I think it was probably 4 or 5 weeks ago I talked about showing them how each unit kind of complements each other, where something positive happens and you need the next unit to go on the field and continue that positive motion. And that's get a turnover by the defense, score points, like to score a touchdown, but score points and then come back with your next unit, your third unit, and pin them back down there again. And, you know, that momentum of that kickoff and then to tag the 15 yards on top of it, to me, was a – yeah, and I talked about it this morning. Those are things we have to overcome, because I've said it many a times, the emotional highs and lows of this game are what's special about the NFL compared to all other sports, and they're going to be in every game from here to forever, that those are going to happen. That's just the way the NFL is. That's why it's so popular. There's going to be great things that we have to not get too excited about, and there's going to be some things we have to overcome every game. And that is what we got to get better at, is overcoming some of those negative things that happened to us.
Could you give us an update on Cecil and Rashawn?
They'll both have they're in the concussion program, and they'll be tested tomorrow. And you can put George Selvey in there as well. There's three of them. He's going to be, we got to just reevaluate his hand as well, but he's got a broken hand.
Broken.
Yeah.
How about Aaron Rodgers?
He's got a strain in his calf. He'll be day to day. Expecting him to practice limited, yes. Don't foresee it on Wednesday, no.
Do you foresee your plans
in the likelihood? Probably very questionable. Yeah.
So,
unless something happens here this day and tomorrow.
So, Montel and Richard Murphy are the two running
backs. Right. And Jordan Todman off of the practice squad we signed from Minnesota is also. He was inactive for the game. Right now, Montel would be the starter, yes.
I mean, as far as him carrying the load.
I actually, you know, I think he's, when he's had his opportunities, which has been very few, I mean, I've been pretty pleased with the way Montel's run the ball, even down there before we got that penalty on Cam Bradfield. I mean, that was a good run. He's obviously his specialty is special teams, but he's just a really good football player. I mean, really good football player.
So, is there a legitimate target date for Maurice? Are you looking at a week from Sunday?
I'm just taking as we go by the weeks. I mean, that's why you always are afraid to look at when you say 4 to 6 weeks. You're afraid to say that because it could be earlier than that. It could be much greater than that. And some guys want to know what it is so they can base their return on that. So it's a week to week with him.
So he hasn't had any kind of setback at all?
No, he got the boot off a week ago, and he's still on, just like all these guys that have had boots on this year, he's on course with the rest of them.
How about Austin?
I'm hoping he's going to be – we've watched – Austin all year, kind of limiting his reps on Wednesdays and Thursdays, but hopefully he's back for this week.
I know every team deals with injuries. Do you feel like, though, injuries have limited what you guys have been able to do at all this season?
We've had a number of them. We've had to deal with them really on, in all three phases, obviously. When offense or defensive guy gets injured, that affects the special teams. I mean, that yesterday was a great example. When Montel had, went to our feature back, we took him off the kickoff team, and that's one guy that can is a course kickoff guy that goes down and makes a lot of plays, and all of a sudden we get a return for 50 yards. Montel's not on it. So injuries have all year been, we've had to deal with them, but we have not, and I won't use them as a reason why we're going where we're going, because you got to have people that can step up and make some plays. And yesterday, some of the things we did were by veteran starters that, you know, we got to tackle better and maintain leverage better. And that's not new guys or guys that are playing for injured guys. That's, but we, you know, we have dealt with the injuries as best we can, but there's been a lot, and I can't say exactly why. We have had a number of them.
How was your game plan, if any, impacted by the quarterback drama going on in New York right now?
I haven't even started to, We're still looking at the film with our players as we speak right now from this game. There's a lot we need to learn from that game, so we're still focusing on it.
How'd you get your bat in this first game?
I was impressed with him. He graded out, you know, a winning grade. The guy's relentless, and it's not just in his pass rush. I mean, you can see his throwing his body around in the run game. I personally didn't think that was a personal foul. I thought he just hit the guy with his two hands on his chest, and his head did rock, and that was only because of the force of the hit. I thought he did well. I thought he held up pretty well in the run game against, you know, a massive right tackle. And that was their intent, running the football yesterday.
You mentioned tackling. As far as the run defense, some bad positioning?
Lost leverage. That was one of the things. You know, we go through each phase, and like I said, there was too many losing leverage where Spiller should not have gotten outside. I mean, we've got hats that should be sitting out there to force them back to where all their buddies are. And again, you have to have that when you have guys with that capability of making something happen out of nothing. A Chris Johnson, a C.J. Spiller, those were guys that if it's not up inside, you've done a good job of closing all the gaps off. They're looking for their best escape path. Well, there shouldn't be one, because there ought to be safeties or corners sitting there ready to, you know, push it back to where their help is, and we lost contain a number of times doing that.
The guys trying to do too much instead of
just poking their nose where that shouldn't have been.
Okay. How do you think Evan did in this quarter and a half?
He did okay. I mean, it's hard to come in against. It's hard to come in stone cold off the bench, let alone come in against Kyle Williams, but. I thought Brewster was doing a great job battling this guy, and he came back in even when, you know, after the injury, and did a good job of battling it. But Evan held his own.
Did Evan play? Bruce play this week?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still waiting to see the extent of the hand injury.
It's pretty difficult to play at that position, isn't it? You can't grip a little bit
with something? It depends on how they cast it. You know, how is it? Yesterday it was right fresh off the injury, and he held his own pretty well after the injury. Now you can actually go cast it a specific way now that you know the injury. I mean, if it was his right hand, it would obviously be more significant because of his snapping abilities. I mean, that's right. That was, you know, we were fortunate there.
What's Rasheed's status? He didn't seem to have
a he'll play more. Before him even talking to you guys, which I did not know he talked to you, I just spoke with him about 30 minutes ago, and I just called him in and said that, you know, I should have had him in there earlier yesterday, that that's nobody's fault but mine. And, you know, I wish I'd had him in there earlier. It wasn't like they were throwing the ball 40 times, but I should have had him in there in the game and addressed it with him before knowing he was going to be talked to. Go ahead, Mark.
Why didn't he play? I mean, I know you're saying he should have.
Well, the one thing about Rasheed is he's been, the one thing he did when we were working on these phases, phase one, with Mike Ryan, phase two with Thomas Slinsky. Phase two is basically to get you ready to move into practice where you can do functional things with the team and be expose yourself. And phase two, again, is trying to what we try to do with it was not as much of the injury as it was trying to get the muscles back to his leg to where he had some strength in his leg. He could push off, he could deaccelerate, he could accelerate, he could, you know. And that's what we were trying to do there for a number of weeks. Well, we did not have any idea he was going to play 50 snaps last week. That was not the intent until both of our corners went out. But yesterday is, you know, I told him I should have put you in there earlier and played more than you did. And he will, because based on what's going on with our corners now, we need him to play and we need his leadership on the field. But he's handled the situation extremely well, and I want him to know he has.
Did you know he was upset?
No.
Okay. You couldn't sense it? Anything?
No.
Why is that up to you?
Everything that when it's all said and done, when everything's, you know, that's my decision. I mean, I have the ultimate responsibility of who plays, when they play, what's called, what's not called, all that. That's just the way it is.
They do.
I oversee the position coaches, and I just. I knew after the fact. I even knew, especially when I watched the film on the way home, you know, on the airplane. I just, you know, I made a mistake. And I told him I probably going to do that again at some point in my career. But
so it's not a sign you're facing him out. That was just
No. He knows that, and he. I just conveyed that to him. He knew that.
Do you think he's still in the plans for next year?
Next year I'm going to worry about this week. Next week.
This has been too long to kick off the turbo. We just see on tape where the breakdowns are. The 55-11 and the 30 that were by then. The guys out of their lanes?
Again, some of it was leverage. Uh-huh. Some we did have some unblocked guys that were – that didn't make the play. Like to have a little more kick out of Josh so we're not so far back when they catch it, so they're not in a better position to block us. You know, that's the other thing that we, on the other side of things, on kickoff return, our angles were not very good to block their guys. I mean, we just did not take very good angles. Whether the wind or whatever the weather had anything to do with it, they got to know, watch the ball be kicked, you know, be alert for an onside, and as soon as that ball's kicked, look to see where the returner is and take a better angle to get in front of your guy. Again, we have a lot of young guys, we have a lot of new guys on those teams, but that's not an excuse. I mean, they're on those teams because for one reason or another, but they've got to do their job, and they got to do it with great effort, and they got to be physical. And that was addressed this morning. I'm very big into, on the kickoff teams, of accelerating, okay, accelerating through the blocker. Okay, as soon as you start to deaccelerate, and I'm the blocker, I'm almost thanking you in person that I can now block you. And I'll be very surprised if we deaccelerate next week. I'll let you know on that one. I thought he probably made the best decisions of all of our returners for an entire game than we've had all year.
Why is that such a difficult position to find a good guy, like a really talented guy?
A returner?
Yeah.
They're special. I mean, they find, first of all, you better be a tough guy. I mean, especially a punt returner. I mean, I've always thought, boy, I'm glad one never, to track the ball and know they're coming to get me. Yeah. There's just some guys have that knack to find their way around bad situations. And some guys have that speed. If you looked at their two guys, some of the creases that they had, we've had, we just haven't hit them like they hit them. And they hit them full blast. And when you're running fast north and south, it's hard to have a great angle to make a tackle. As soon as you do any kind of hesitation, anybody can get an angle on a tackle, but as soon as you're running fast, you better be a mathematician, really good, and knowing angles to make a good hit on a guy. And But we made it, and the other thing is, if you looked at their returner, to catch it on the 8 or try to catch it on the 8, and he really looked at the our coverage units with Blake and Elliott, they were closing in on him, and he took his eye off the ball there for a second, but we don't ever want to catch them. So you got to have a guy that can make really good decisions on as a returner.
Are you seeing teams changing how they're covering Cecil now that the success he's had, and are they putting more attention to him in passing them?
Not as of late, no. These guys had a pretty predominant coverage that they were going to play. Nothing was out of the ordinary this week than what we saw on film. So not rolling to them or anything, no.
There's one of the problems with returners that there are probably a lot of really good players that would be good returners, but you can't miss them.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That limits the pool. You got to find something good enough to return, but not really good enough to be a really good starter.
Well, you got to, that depends. If they're really good, they're going to go back there. Like a Percy Harvin,
Maurice was good when he returned to kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But they start doing it once you start carrying 25 pounds a game.
You got to be careful. Like I said, in Buffalo, I had a corner. Terrence McGee was our returner. He was a starting corner, but he was a threat. If they're really good, they can change the outcome of a game. And those guys yesterday, that's a good special teams unit, very good. Just like I thought the Titans is a very good unit. And the same message went out that somehow, some way, we got to be a dominant. I thought we were better than the Titans on that Sunday. And we needed that again yesterday because they do have two. They have a couple guys that can go the distance every time they touch it. One's going to probably break a punt return record if he gets loose again. And very fearful of that game yesterday, of those guys making plays like that.
Blackman just won the catch, but drew a couple penalties. Has he come a long ways in terms of getting in position to get those calls?
I think so. Yeah, I do. His route running, again, is improving week in and week out. And there's a couple plays I know he'd like to make. That one down there on the 4-yard line, I would like to have seen him make that play. Those are the kind of plays need him to make, and he will. But he's getting, again, I think he's just getting better and better.
What is your view on why today there seems to be more NFL coaches that are reluctant to carry three quarterbacks on Sunday?
I guess they're just playing the odds. They look back over time, how many times, and this league is all about statistics. Everything we do is about statistics. And if you look back over time, how many times have you had to actually use that third quarterback in a game? And not very many times, but if it comes down to it, it can be not very good. Not very good for your team.
Mike, was the message tougher today than last week? There was some momentum before, and now you go back in today and address them again.
When things have been very, when they've done some positive things, I always try to find that, and I do that. But I told them in the locker room afterwards, I didn't think we played well enough. Now we didn't really give ourselves much of a chance, and I said that after watching the film, it's evident again that. I'm just telling them like it is. And then I said the best thing about it is everything I just said that we need to get better at is correctable. We can do all. We can accelerate better as a kickoff team. We can tackle better. We can maintain. We can do those things better. But we have to practice them better, and we got to do them better when it comes time. The momentum thing that happened yesterday was addressed. Things that I feel like are holding us back from winning games, I'm gonna address them with them, good, bad, or ugly.
Aren't you kind of running out of time though? 4 games, as much as I cast. This is what these guys are.
I think I just, even the guys that we're playing with right now, I think we can play better. And that's the guys that have been the starters since the beginning of the season. That's the guys that just came to our roster this week. We've had a number of additions over the weeks, and those guys all could have played better than they did yesterday. And we want to, you know, we want, again, nothing has changed. I still want to, would like to finish the season strong for this team. And that's the message. It's not going to change.